This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
We live in a world where cryptocurrency Bitcoin makes the headlines most days. And if you're like me, the idea of virtual currency is a little baffling and feels a little bit risky to even consider investing in. So is Bitcoin the way of the future and something that we should be investing in? To make sense of it all, Seven Network finance editor Gemma Acton is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Gemma.
Hi, Sam.
All right. Now, you are the finance expert. I am not. What is Bitcoin and why are we hearing so much about it these days?
I think we're hearing so much about it these days is because it's on another price boom. We had one a couple of years ago where the price just soared very fast and very far. It came tumbling down and did nothing for a couple of years, and it's just taken off again since about September last year. And what is it? So it's a digital currency. So it's a currency like the dollar or the euro or the pound or any other currency, except there are no physical notes or coins. It's just something that's purely online. And because it costs a lot to transact in it, people don't use it to buy things very often. So not many places accept it as a currency, so you can't spend it in many places. And also just say you're going to buy a magazine, it might cost you a small surcharge of 0.2% if you're paying with the FBOS card. It's going to cost you $10 additional to pay with Bitcoin.
Wow.
So people don't use it very often. And also not many retailers accept it because the price is so volatile. And this is a really important thing to remember when so many people are thinking about investing in it. Don't put in more than you can afford to, I wouldn't even just say lose, but could be low for a really long time. Let's just have a look at some of the price action. If you go back to 2017, it was hovering along at about 5,000 Australian dollars and had been for years before that. It's basically started in 2009. So very little movement for years and years and years. Around $5,000 2017, spikes up to $25,000 just before Christmas that year. But then within a few weeks, it drops all the way down to $8,000 again. So this is money that you really don't want to have to take out the next day if you really need it. You need to be able to just be comfortable with that sort of roller coaster ride. And then it effectively did nothing again for years and years and years until about September last year when it took off from just below $10,000 and reached, in Aussie dollar terms, $72,000.
Wow.
Its price action is all over the place, and that will certainly continue.
So for those who have invested in Bitcoin, what do they see as some of the strengths of it?
So there's two different types. There's two different schools. One is simply people looking for price appreciation, so speculators thinking, if I hold it, it'll go up to $100,000, $200,000. And let me tell you, there are many people who think this. So Citigroup thinks it's going to get to over $400,000, JP Morgan, $350,000. So certainly there are big believers. And others like the fact that it is not controlled by a central bank. So the Aussie dollar, how much there is in the economy, how much gets printed is all controlled by the central bank. So, you know, a group of people sitting in a building, policymakers. This is, as they say, decentralized. It is not controlled by anyone. There's a limited supply in the world. There will be ultimately 21 million Bitcoin and never any more. At the moment, there are about 18 million and people are doing what they call mining, so looking for more, and there are 3 million left to find. So whereas in Australia, the Reserve Bank can print money whenever they like and that devalues the worth of the Australian dollar, that can't happen with Bitcoin because there's a limited capped finite amount of Bitcoin out there in the world. Some people like the fact that it is decentralized and not controlled by a group of policymakers. And other people just think that more and more institutions are using it now or gaining acceptance. You know, big names, Tesla, MasterCard, Square, PayPal are all incorporated into their plans. Lots of big banks are now putting some of their own money into it and clients' money into it. And fund managers are more often allocating a small part of investors' portfolios, like 1% to 3%, depending on investors' risk appetite into it. So it's just getting broader and broader acceptance, which should help the price to rise. So people just want to be in rather than out of that trend.
So then what are the risks of Bitcoin? I'm sure there's plenty.
Yeah. So I think the first one is just the volatility. Like, we just don't know what's going to happen to the price. You know, you say equities go up and down, and they do, but not to the extent that Bitcoin does. And the other risk is just the technical side of things. So there's a couple of ways of getting a Bitcoin. One is to mine it, but that costs a tremendous amount of time, money, and energy. That's literally setting your computer up to search for codes and algorithms. And once it succeeds, it gets a Bitcoin. But the amount of computing power needed is not something that mere mortals like you and I can do on our laptops or our phones at home. This is energy needs the size of Argentina, no exaggeration, to find a Bitcoin. So that's probably off the cards for most of us. But you can also buy one. But to buy one, you need to set up a digital wallet and go to an exchange online. This is all Googleable. You can just type it in and you'll find it. And buy a Bitcoin, put it in your digital wallet. That can, of course, be hacked. And if your digital wallet gets hacked and your Bitcoin or half a Bitcoin or however much you've got in there gets taken out, you're not going to get it back. Like there's no recourse. You can't go complaining to an authority here. There's no protection that is not regulated. So they're the two biggest risks.
Okay. And we did hear a story earlier this year of someone who had lost the password to their hard drive, meaning they were at risk of losing $220 million in Bitcoin. I can imagine that's a fairly unique situation to a cryptocurrency.
My old boss, maybe doesn't mind me telling the story, used to be in your role, Sam, like not at Hope, but at a different radio station, and he got given years ago in about 2011 as a gift from a guest who was talking about Bitcoin, quite a bit of Bitcoin, and same thing. A couple of years ago, he tried to find the password, having not thought about it for years. Gone. So that was a very expensive mistake for him now.
Needs to find a hacker who can he can split the share with.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, dear. Do you see Bitcoin becoming more mainstream?
Definitely, yeah. It's one of those situations, like when you have people like Elon Musk stand up and voice their support, you have Square, you have PayPal, you have these institutions, you hear that JP Morgan's put some of their treasury money into it, then you definitely have people feeling a little safer that there are big reputable names with a lot of money getting behind it. So I think that mainstream acceptance will continue to grow. I think it'll be stuck quite a while before it'll be used as a currency in many places. Like I don't see hotels and shops and restaurants saying anytime soon, yes, you can use Bitcoin. But I think as a place to put your money like an investment, I think that'll definitely become more and more mainstream.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you so much, Gemma Acton.
My pleasure.
Once again, finance editor of the Seven Network. Thank you so much for breaking down Bitcoin for us and making more sense of what is a very strange world we live in.
That's my pleasure, Sam. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.